Okay, I want to welcome you to week 7 of the Client Creation Program, 8 weeks to Mastering the Art of Getting Clients. And before we dive in for questions, why don't we just take a few minutes to get here and to land? So I'm going to invite you to take a few nice deep breaths, beginning now. Again. And again. And just allowing yourself to release your day. Anything that was keeping you occupied until this moment. Letting it fall, letting it slip away. Allowing yourself to connect to your body, to your breath, to your source. Knowing that everything you need, it's all within you. The inspiration, the talent, the intuitive hits. All you need is within you. Celebrating yourself for showing up for yourself, showing up for your business. Showing up for the dreams that you want to manifest. It's possible, it's on purpose. They wouldn't be in your heart if it weren't possible to manifest. So giving thanks in advance for the achievement of all of your heart's longing. And I'm just going to read a quick passage for today. And the theme word is called sacred. So it says here, I know that living the sacred every day is living as though my life were precious, and that I am precious to God as well, and that everyone I see and everything around me is precious also. Sacred living is about being with all that is in our lives, the ups and downs, the anger and joy, knowing that everything is a teacher. Everything has something to offer. Living sacredly is slowing down enough to feel God and live according to our hearts. It is being aligned with the constant presence that is all around us, supporting us in our life and affairs. It is knowing that nothing in our lives is outside of God, that life is a gift to be cherished. Well, welcome. I'm going to unmute you, Miss Jackie. How are you?
Good. I'm good. I'm moving forward. How are you doing?
I'm good. You look like you have a little set there.
I do, but it's turned wrong because my phone is charging. So that's like a different part of the room, but
it's beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So tell me what's going on with your event.
Okay. What's going on with my event? Thank you. Everything is going forward. I've been putting together, like, you know, advertising and everything like that. And I've been just doing all the background work and everything, the itinerary and everything, and just visualizing, you know, that it's going to be how I want it to be, how it's going to be and how it's going to flow. Mm. And so,
Well, you seem a lot more relaxed and calm about it.
Yeah, I have been more relaxed and calm because I just can't allow myself to be all tense and stuff. It's just too hard that way. And I've been, you know, I pushed through a few things already that of a lot of fears, like during this whole time. I pushed through more fears and stuff like that and kind of been broken open a little more to just see the light, you know.
Beautiful. So has anyone said that they're coming? Has anyone paid yet?
No, no one has paid yet. But being a friend, we went out and passed out cards at near the event. Mm-hmm. Passed out a lot of cards and flyers and invited people. So I'm confident people will show up.
Awesome. Well, did anyone say that they were coming even though they didn't pay?
A few people on Facebook said it. Just know how they say going.
Yeah.
I did contact them again to see if they, want to still go ahead and sign up. But they didn't respond. One person is in St. Louis or something. So they was like, well, no, I can't come. I wish I could. I'm in St. Louis. I really like what you're doing. And so him and his wife were having some issues and stuff. And I ended up setting up an exploratory session with him for Monday, but I was feeling a little weird because that's a guy. Mm-hmm. But I just did it anyway because I did the steps that you taught me to do and it worked. So I said, okay, and maybe this would be a way to get him and his wife in.
Beautiful. I'm just gonna say hello to Tree and I'm gonna put you on mute. Hi, Tree.
Okay.
Hello. I'm myself on mute.
Okay. So there are a few people that have said they're coming. Have you reached out to anyone by phone? Like, so your event's on Saturday, right?
Yes.
Okay. So do you have any friends that live in that area that you think would want to come, whether they pay or not?
In that area, no, it's just my son's family that he lived there.
Well, I just mean in the LA.
Oh, in the area, LA area.
Yeah, like so people from your church, any friends that you have that are part of a couple. So basically what I'm trying to say is sometimes, like if I want, like let's say I'm having a women's group, I usually will have one or two people that are my friends that don't pay. A, mm-hmm. they bring support, you know, just to have that like emotional stability of having, you know, like, cause one of the fears that people have are like, well, what if no one shows up? So I know that at least these two friends or this one friend or this one couple is going to show up. So I would, if you're open to it and if it feels right with you, maybe there are two couples that you could say, hey, I'm hosting a workshop on Saturday. I would love to have you as my guest. How do you feel about doing that?
I feel fine about it. I'll do that. I can do that. I guess I could ask for support. I don't have a lot of numbers for people at the church I attend. And I took a break for a couple weeks for you know, personal reasons. And so I don't have their phone numbers.
Okay.
And, I don't have an option really to get people at church because I don't have their numbers.
Okay. Yeah. What about friends that are couples, are part of couples?
Well, I'm reconnecting with friends and stuff and a lot of friends are single, honestly. They are all single. And you know what? And it seems like a lot of people are saying, I'm busy this week and this and that. And but you know what? It doesn't matter because I still have faith that God's going to bring people and it's going to be good. I don't have to know them or whatever. They have been putting it out there and people, you know, they always plan and don't say stuff. They don't always necessarily say stuff. They just show up.
Yeah. So I just want to say that I wasn't saying that because I think that people won't come. I just think it's
gotta cover your ground.
It's like you're covering all your bases, and it just creates an energetic field that you know, regardless, you're going to be delivering your material. So if there's anyone that you can think of, friends, I would actually spend some time like writing a list, like who can I reach out to and invite them as my guests, whether it's friends, family, acquaintances, like scan through your database of people. And if you don't have phone numbers, then email them and say, you know, I think that you would be perfect for this, and I would love to invite you, even if it's just one couple. And maybe, you know, because you're inviting them, they might invite a friend. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, sure. I can do that. I was just, when I was talking right now, I was talking positive. I was speaking positive, but because I'm really focusing on my words and stuff. I understand, and I'm going to take your advice. I know I still have legwork to do.
And Jackie, you've done a lot of legwork. I've seen it. You know, like you've been posting regularly, and you haven't been backing out of doing this. And so I'm so proud of you. Like, it's a success already, just so you know. Like, the fact that you've committed to the date, that you've put it out there, and that you're showing up is something to celebrate.
Thank you.
So I would love to support you. I know you said you needed help with your outline. Yes. Tell me what you need help with, if you have any questions, and then we can spend a little bit of time fleshing it out, and then we'll go to treat.
Okay. Basically, I got all these ideas and stuff. I started my itinerary, and it's going to be in two sessions. So I guess 45 minutes each.
Okay.
Okay. The beginning is going to be like a meet and greet type of thing where they get to have the refreshments and get the name tags and everybody gets signed in and all that. That's for 30 minutes. I did the minutes. And so after that, I'm going to, be introduced by someone, my daughter-in-law, and then I'm going to sing because you suggested that. So I'm going to sing a song, a married couple song about marriage.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a wedding song.
Can I sell chocolate milk?
Okay, hold on, okay. And so after that, that's when I'm going to do the first part of the first session. And then I have my bullet points. The only thing is that's when I get confused because I have so much that I want to say. And after I did my minutes, I know it has to be kind of like, it has to be like, you know, bullet points.
So
I don't know what to do with those bullet points. Like, do I say everything that I'm going to say? I mean, that's way too much.
Jackie, tell me what time is your event start?
It starts at 2:00.
At 2 p.m. And how long does it go?
To 5.
From 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Okay. So far, what you're telling me is you were going to start with refreshments, and then have someone introduce you, and then sing a song.
Yes.
Okay. So.
Which lasts about 3 minutes.
Okay, the song's about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So usually, I think, well, it depends, because there are some types of events where people, like, you mingle and you eat, and then but since it has more of a workshop feel, how do you feel about doing the refreshments towards the end? Or do you prefer to do it in the beginning?
I don't want people to just be hungry and stuff. I mean, they can eat through whatever's there. Like, they can get it and they can go back and forth and get more if they want. I don't know. I didn't really, you know, it's not.
The only reason I say that, like, is that sometimes people can get really distracted by food. And then, so like one of the things you can do when the person introduced you is like, you want to give people an outline of how the event's going to look. So whether that's you saying it or your MC, you know, like when you welcome everyone to the Empower Your Love workshop, I'm so happy to have you here. Just to give you an outline of what our time together is going to look like, you know, they can say that we're going to start off with the song. We'll get a chance to get to know each other. I'm just making up because I don't know what your outline is. We will pause in the middle for a bio break, and then we'll have, you know, or you'll pause for refreshments, or you'll have refreshments at the end. The reason I say that is that it can be, you can do it whatever way feels best for you. But if you do it at the end, then it's kind of like, if for some reason your event feels like maybe you go through things faster, but like people have time to just socialize, and like the later part of your event be more like partying and networking, talking about the event with each other. So like there's time for them to mingle, to share and snack. So you can kind of have that
in your
workshop.
So, that makes sense.
So this is recorded, but the first thing you want to do is like once you welcome everyone, you want them to give the audience an outline of what's going to happen. So they're going to know. And then you can, of course, tell them where the bathroom is, that if you're going to pause in between, or and that the refreshments will be later. It helps people relax when they know what's going to happen.
Okay.
And then before you sing your song, maybe you could share a little bit, like, this is one of my favorite songs, or I chose this song because why? And is there any mini lesson that the song has that you feel like you could impart to your audience?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Yeah, it's called I Promise, and it's a song that's saying that I'll be singing to God, right? And I'm saying I'll promise to be true to you, to live my life in purity as unto you, and waiting for the day. So I hear you say this is the one that.
So why is it meaningful for you?
Okay. I'm trying. It's meaningful because it's saying that this, you know, that basically it's saying that they were created for each other. You know, these couples that are there, it's a very pretty love song, but it's a Christian song too. And it's just heartwarming and just inspirational. And it kind of, what I want them to do is take them back to when they first got married and their dreams that they have.
Okay, this is the part. This is it. Okay. That's good. Yeah. So you know, as I sing this song, or like maybe if you say it before or after, like, I love this song because, you know, it brings me back, or, you know, let it bring you back to when you first met your partner. What was it that attracted you to them? What made you say yes to wanting to marry them? And, you know, it's important to hold on to these memories and to these moments. And so, like, so you can use this as a little teaching lesson, right?
Right.
So, yeah. Beautiful. Okay, so you're going to sing a song. And so what's your plan after the song?
My plan after that is to, welcome them to Empower Your Love workshop. And then just give like a brief bio about myself.
Okay, great. Okay. So you're going to sing a song, and then you're going to introduce yourself and your bio. And so it's you also want to give them a chance to introduce themselves. So just say, I would love for us to introduce ourselves, and I'll go first. Because that's what you do as the teacher or the guide, is you go first and set the example. And so with your bio, you could share like why doing this type of work is so important to you, and what may be some things you have done to empower your love. and how this workshop is gonna teach them. Remember last week or what one of these weeks, we talked about three things that they're gonna walk away with from this workshop. And some good intro questions for your audience are, you know, you could do like, you know, I'm gonna have everyone introduce themselves and, you know, what interested you in this workshop? What made you want to come? It could be something like, I'm going to just give you a few ideas. So you always want to start with their name. You want to ask why they came to the workshop. Maybe they can say one thing they really love about their partner. And what they hope to get out of it. You know, or yeah, so what one thing they love about their partner, what they hope to get out of it, how long they've been married. One of the things that they like about being married, you know, if you ask a challenging question, for example, like what's the toughest part about being in a relationship? You don't want to end with a question that's kind of tougher. You kind of want to end with a question that leaves them feeling up, right? So if you decide, okay, you're going to use your judgment on this, but if you decide to ask a question that's a little bit more deep and requires some vulnerability, have another question that has them feel like you don't want to leave them feeling down or sad or defeated. You want to have them feel on an up, feeling empowered, feeling like there's hope. So you don't have to ask the vulnerability question this early on if it doesn't feel right for you, but it could just be like, you know, a pet peeve. You know, you want, it could be something light, like what's a pet peeve that you have about your partner? Like, oh, he never changes the toilet roll or something like that, you know? And then maybe that can bring some humor into the group. Okay, so far we have your song, you introduce yourself, then you're gonna let your audience introduce themselves. So then what did you have?
So I go around the room and let everybody introduce themselves.
Yeah. So you could do like a few rounds. So like we're first gonna go around the room and have everyone say their name. So like everyone can like can go from left to right and have everyone say their name. And then and why. So you could either do it question by question, or you could ask people a few questions and then they could answer all of them at a time. So
that might save time if they answer it.
You could do that. So you're gonna just say your name, where you came from, and what interested you in this class today. So those are just some ideas, but you can mix any of the questions that we've talked about so far. So do you have, what's your first exercise? Or the first thing that you wanted to teach them?
Well, I need to be looking at my computer right now. I wrote what I wanted. It said, why did I get married? That was the first session title.
Okay. And so is that a question for them to answer, or are you going to be giving them some material then?
Yeah, well, at that point, I'm just going to be talking about why women get married, why men get married, and the different reasons for them getting married, and the reasons that are the same, similar, you know, reasons.
Okay, good. So that's a great idea. So you lead into, so, you know, you can, it's always great to start with questions. So like, I don't know if you can see how I'm holding my hand. So you could say, does anyone know why women get married? What's the difference between why women get married and why men get married? If you go like this, it's kind of like you're initiating someone raising their hand.
Okay.
Right. And not that they have to know the answer, but because then you're going to tell them the answer.
Okay.
And so, you know, in my research, I found that women get married because of this, and men get married, you know, because of this. And you could say, you know, it's not 100%, but most of the time, this is what it looks like. And of course, there's overlap. And so what you could do is break up your workshop. So it's like you've now introduced to them some material. And so what's an exercise that you could have each partner, each couple interact with each other around after you do this lesson?
Okay, this lesson of why did I get married and stuff. I said session, but it should be lesson, huh?
It doesn't matter.
Which one sounds better?
Either one. So like, because you're just going to start talking, so you might not even have to call it a lesson. You're just going to say, session. I'm just going to share some research with you that there's some differences in why men and women get married. And those differences can create conflict, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking, I don't know.
Yes, they can.
Let them know they can.
The expectations of each person is different and it can create conflict.
Awesome. So you want it, because this is your teaching point. So, so you could have each couple pair up together and say, you know, from all the reasons that you just mentioned, like, what were some of the reasons that you got married? So it could be an intimate moment for each couple because maybe they've actually never had this conversation before. You know, what was important to you? For example, like, what was important to you about getting married? So I want you to turn to your partner. We're each going to have, you know, 2 minutes. And you're going to share with your partner what was important to you about getting married, right?
No, I got it. I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay, so did you hear what I just said?
No, my grandson was talking, and I apologize if you say it. Go ahead. I'm listening. I apologize.
That's okay. So what I said was, once you teach your lesson about the differences between why men and women marry, you mm-hmm. can ask each partner, each couple, to have, like, to share turns and share with each other what was important to them. Why was it important for them to get married? What was important to them? And I'm saying that they maybe have never had this conversation before. And so once they've each had a chance to, do you want me to pause and go to Tree and come back to you?
I'm listening.
Okay. So once each partner has had a chance to go, so like you're going to give each partner maybe 2 minutes. And then mm-hmm. the other partner's not, their partner's not supposed to speak. They're just going to listen. And then after 2 minutes, you let the other person go for 2 minutes. What was important to me about getting married was security. What was important to me was about having, you know, sex, having a lot of sex with one person. What was important to me was about saving money and building a business. And so each person gets to go. After the couples have shared, you could have a group share. So there's these two dynamics in groups, is that you want to give people an opportunity, to share with one other person or two other people, and you want them to be able to come back to the group and share. And so when the group share, you could say, what did you discover about your partner? And you can let people spontaneously raise their hands and say whatever it is that they want to say.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah,
so far this is what we have. So you're gonna sing a song, you're gonna introduce yourself, your bio, uh-huh. then you're gonna get, so I'm sorry, when you introduce yourself, you're gonna remember to give them an outline of what you want to give them an outline before you sing your song, right? So whoever, if you are the MC, they're gonna give them an outline of the day, then you're gonna
sing yourself.
I'm sorry, yeah, what to expect and where the bathrooms mm-hmm. are. And, you know, that they can get up and go to the bathroom if they need to, how long it's going to be, when you're going to break for refreshments, if there's going to be a break in the middle, you're just going to let them know so they know what's happening. Then you're going to sing your song, then you're going to introduce yourself, and then you're going to let everyone introduce themselves. Then you're going to teach them about the differences between why women and men get married. And then you're going to let them share as a couple, give each person 2 minutes. After uh-huh. the 4 minutes, you're going to let them do a group share. So would anyone like to share what they discovered?
So are they sharing, like, one by one as a couple, like to me or to the everyone, or they're just saying to each other? And
yeah, so there's two levels. Listen, so the first level is just as a couple, each person is going to get 2 minutes to share what was important to them about getting married. Mm-hmm. And so all couples are going to be doing this at the same time, and you're just going to be watching.
Okay.
So after everyone has gone, then you're going to open it up. So not everyone has to go. You maybe just will take, you'll take three hands or two hands. Like, what did you discover from that exercise?
Okay. I'm sorry. Can you, I'm misunderstanding. Okay. So when I say, what did you, why did you get married or whatever? What were your reasons for getting married? Okay. So everybody's talking in the whole room to their partner.
Yes.
At once.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure. Yeah. I thought I was going to go around. Like, what about you?
So you can have your MC set a timer. So like, okay, Let's say I'm the host and you and Tree are partners. And so I'm going to say, okay, the wife is going to go first. So all the wives are going to tell their husbands for 2 minutes what was important to them about getting married and why they wanted to get married. It could even be 1 minute. And then when the timer goes off, all the husbands are going to go.
Oh.
And then when you're done, you're going to say, okay, we're going to come back into our circle or however you're seated, because they're going to be then facing each other. And once people start talking, there's a lot of energy, so you need to bring people back.
Okay.
And say, I'm just going to take a few hands, and if anyone wants to share what they discovered from this exercise. Mm-hmm. So after that, now you're going to go to your next teaching piece. So what's your next teaching piece after the differences between men and women?
Oh, you mean like, why did I get married?
That's your first teaching piece. So what's your second?
Right. That's what I'm saying after that.
Yeah.
That's the first one. And then I put, let me open up my computer.
Can you think of anything?
I wrote it all down on the computer. It's called, that's when I was thinking, okay, it's the five love languages.
Okay.
That's when I wanted to introduce that.
Beautiful. So then this is what you do. You could do this again. It's like, who here has heard of the love languages? Right? Because maybe no one's heard of it, and maybe everyone's heard of it. Right.
Okay. Right.
So, well, for those of you that don't, I'm glad that some of you heard about it. Well, the love language is this. And so are you actually giving them the quiz so they can find out what their love language is?
I wanted them to do the quiz, and I can print some out and they can do it.
So that would be the exercise. So first, your second teaching lesson is about the love languages, what it is. How you can talk about how you got introduced to it, how it has transformed your relationship. And again, it's a lot about communications. A lot of the misconceptions or the conflicts stem from couples having different love languages. And so after you talk about it, then you can walk them into taking the exercise, and then it could be fun for everyone to share what their love language is.
Okay.
So how long does it take to take the quiz?
About 10 minutes.
Okay, good. So, I mean, this is going to take some time. So you're going to talk to them. And what I want you to do later on is to just map out how much time you think is going to be required for each of these exercises. So you're going to spend some time talking about the love languages. You can even share what your type is and what that means, and what your husband type is and what that means. And before you knew about the love languages, how you guys were communicating, and once you discovered your love language, how things changed for you. And so I want to give you guys an opportunity to take the test so you can understand how to love each other. And so once you once everyone takes the, I'm sure you'll go a little bit about the love languages, but once everyone takes the quiz, you can give them you can ask them, like, so you know, ask them to share what their type is, and then does it resonate with them, and what's one specific way that their partner can demonstrate love to them according to their type. So if it's like words of affirmation, like it means so much to me when you compliment me, when I spend some time getting ready and you say, oh my God, you look so beautiful, that important to me. So you want to give them one specific, that's a possible exercise, like what's one specific thing that your partner can do to demonstrate their love for you in your language.
Right. Okay. Cool. So I was thinking about that point. I thought about this is maybe getting a volunteer and saying like if they could come up and maybe sit face to face with each other and then say something, ask them something at that point and say something and say, okay, so what did you find out your love language was, and then or the wife can tell, or the, you know, hers, and then I can ask him what he thinks that means, or I don't know, and then vice versa.
Yeah, so I think it's a great idea to do some in-spot live coaching. So, because everyone benefits. And so what you could do is say, you know, would anyone like to volunteer to work with the love languages? And so, you know, let someone volunteer to come up. And you could ask them, you could say, how do you demonstrate love? So like, to show that like, okay, this is the way that I demonstrate love, but you know, I demonstrate love by giving words of affirmation, but my partner receives love by service, by me doing stuff for them. And so you could show how, go ahead.
No, I was just thinking, so they're I'm gonna ask them to identify from what they just learned from the quiz, or just like before they knew about the quiz.
Yeah, so you could say before, like this is before they took the quiz. Like, so remember, so everyone's taking the quiz, and then in a group, you can say like, hey, you know, what did you discover about your type? Mm-hmm. And so everyone gets an opportunity to say what their love language is and to say what they discovered. Mm-hmm. And so then you could say, would anyone like to get some, would anyone like to volunteer to actually work with their love language? And so you could ask, so like, let's say it's you and your husband, right? Like, how do you think, so before love, you like, how do you think Jackie likes to be loved? And then you could ask the partner, like, does that feel accurate to you? Because sometimes the partner is loving their partner based on how they like to be loved, but you know, there's the disconnect. Like, okay, I get that that's how they love me, but that's not what is making me feel loved. And so right. You can kind of coach them with the love languages. So like, for example, like, well, do you see, Barry, how you give lots of compliments because your love language is words of affirmation?
Yeah.
Do you see how that's not meeting, I'm just going to use Tree because she's here. Meeting Tree, so like her love language is service. So one of the ways that she feels love is when you bring food to her, when you buy her things, when you help her, you know, around the house. So loving her that way intensifies her ability to feel loved by you. Does that make sense? So the Tree, what's one specific thing that Barry can do to make you feel more loved? And so of course you want to be really, really gentle because you don't want people to feel like they're doing something wrong. You can like validate, like, wow, I see that your love expression is this. It makes complete sense that you deliver your love this way. And do you see how it might not reach her because this is how she best receives love? And so then you can make it a teaching point to the group that when you love your partner the way that they want to be loved, like it intensifies intimacy, connection, all of that stuff that you like to talk about. Okay. Is all this making sense?
Yes, it's making so much sense to me. And also, The whole thing is,
we're gonna have to wrap up in another minute or two so I can give Tree enough time as well.
Oh, sure, no problem. I appreciate this time. I was just gonna say my whole thing is the bullet points. I'm back to that again because I need to write it down so, like, you know, because I can have a guide. I'm not really sure how to write stuff down like that because like you're giving me this information and am I supposed to write all the stuff down that you're saying? Or, and then just kind of go from there, or just give myself key points that, you know, to remember to go from this point to that point.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. So I've done it both ways. Usually if I'm in a group, I don't have extensive notes. I'll just have bullet points. So like number one might be share the differences. Oh, differences, I might write. So since we talked about sharing the differences between why men and women get married, that's really long. So I would just say differences between men and women, different marriage differences. So that's something really short. And so that you know.
Is that a bullet point?
Yeah, that's a bullet point. But when I'm practicing something, I will read through extensive notes several times. I just won't bring my notes to my event. I will just, and it's okay to look down if you need that. That's okay. I've done that too, where it's like it's helpful to have notes handy. So whether it's index cards or an outline, which we can talk about more tomorrow. But you definitely want to rehearse all of these things in your mind beforehand so you're not looking for what to say. So if you know the three lessons you're teaching, the differences between men and women getting married, you're talking about the love languages. And what was your third teaching point? Did we talk about that yet? And you don't have to have one because this might be enough.
How to get the love you want.
Okay, so how do you get the love you want?
Well, you have to do your work. I mean, you have to be, first of all, you have to make a decision when you have to make a decision that this is what you want. I mean, like, this is, you have to make a decision to love. Love is a decision.
Beautiful. And
yeah, so that's one of the things.
So do you see how you have your three teaching points? So like you should know, even if you don't, you should know what those three points are. So you're going to look at them tonight. You're going to look at them tomorrow. So you're going to know that I'm teaching about, like, I know your three points now. You know what I mean? The differences between marriage, the love language, and how to love your partner right. Like, basically you're saying it's the decision to love, the decision to love. So like if you see that decision to love, then you'll know what to talk about.
Yeah.
And so have you decided that you're committed to this relationship? Have you decided that you're going to work things out? Have you decided to take time to nurture romance, to nurture whatever it is? So those are beautiful points.
With this newfound information, you know, what are you going to do with it? I mean, faith without works is dead. You mean,
yeah.
It's not going to happen if you don't put in the work.
Yeah.
There you go.
So that's a good way to end your workshop, which is one of the things that I do on these calls or even in coaching sessions, is what are you walking away with? So you can ask them, what's one thing that you're going to do? And you could even give them some ideas, you know, because sometimes people are like, I don't know. Like, you can give them a few ideas and they select one thing that they're going to implement in the next week. Mm-hmm. To empower their love, to nurture their love, to strengthen their bond, to increase intimacy. What is it that they're going to do? And you know what? One thing that you could do, which increases intimacy very quickly, is have that each couple look in each other's eyes for 5 minutes or 3 minutes.
Oh, wow. That'd be nice. When can I throw that in?
You could at any point. You could do it at the end. You could do it in the middle. I mean, you could end with that, you know, like, what an intimate.
Oh, yeah, I can end. I'm sorry. I'm getting excited. I can end with that while I'm having them confess something to each other.
Well, you can end. So, like, you know, we've gone over a lot of territory today. I just want to give you a quick recap. So remember, in the beginning, you tell them what's going to happen. At the end, you can give them a recap of what they just experienced. Like, you told them, like, you want them to be mindful of the differences between how men and women look at marriage. You want them to really take to heart how their partner loves. You learned about the love languages. You learned about how it's a decision to love. And if you're here, it means that you've decided that you want to empower your love. So acknowledge them. Acknowledge them for being at the workshop. Acknowledge them for taking out time when they could have said, I'm going to stay home and do laundry and clean the house and be with the kids. No, they came to this workshop to devote some time to their love. And so since you had that song, you know, you could end with a song and they look at each other for 5 minutes or the length of your song, you know, or they can just look at each other. It doesn't have to be 5 minutes. It depends on people. You know, some people, it's really uncomfortable for them to make eye contact. 5 minutes can seem like an eternity to someone who's not used to that.
Right.
So it could be 2 minutes or it could be 1 minute. Yeah. You know, like just that minute of actually pausing and really to connect intimately with your partner when we're always so busy and moving and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, oh my God, I see you. I actually see you. So that's one exercise that they could do that once a week or twice a week. They're going to eye gaze for 5 minutes or they're going to practice some conscious touch. They're going to really hug each other, not like a bye, honey, I love you and a fake hug, but like really feel each other when they hug. So these are all some ideas that you can incorporate. We can talk more tomorrow too. Okay. So I'm going to ask you, what are you walking away with from our chat right now?
So much, I'm about to explode. We just did my home workshop. That's what I'm walking away with. Okay. This is awesome. Information. I'm eating it up like Miss Pac-Man.
Yay.
I'm happy because I'm walking away happy, okay? I'm walking away feeling confident. That's what I'm walking away, that I could do this workshop and be confident, because I actually did. I had some of those ideas, but it wasn't like that. Like you just said, oh my God, Khadija. Okay, so
I'm so excited. I look forward to seeing how it unfolds. And I'm going to be unmuting Tree, but Tree, you know, does a lot of this type of work with couples, you know. So, okay, we'll talk more, Jackie, and I'm going to unmute Tree.
Did myself too.
Okay. Hi,
hello. I'm so excited for you, Jackie. And Khadija, I loved hearing all your guidance because there was a part of me saying, oh, what if they look into each other's eyes? And then you say it, you know?
Oh, that's so cool. I love that.
Yeah. the only thing I would suggest, I don't know if you brought this up because I lowered it at one point when Chris came out, but, you know, if it's a lot of times it's good to people to see that they're not alone in things and they bond with each other. So like if a couple shares that they're having, you know, they lost, say they're not as sexual as they used to be or whatever they say, you know, and you see people's faces and you see someone's nodding their head. And I always say, you know, how many of you have felt it or feeling this? And so they a lot of people raise their hand and they don't feel as alone and they feel bonded, you know?
Beautiful. So again, Tree can't see me because she's on audio, but so you can go like this. Can anyone relate? And so when you go like this, when you raise your hand, it gives other people to raise their hand. Can anyone relate? Is anyone else watching this? And so this is like a signal. Beautiful. Thank you for bringing that in. And it's so true.
Oh, you're welcome. It's so huge in my singles events. So yeah.
Thumbs up, Teresa.
Oh, yay. Thank you. Yeah, I can't be on the computer at Chris's this time. I don't drive over the hill after a certain hour because of the traffic. But anyway, I'm, you know, like I told you, Khadija, I'm having a very challenging week at home with a subletter. Mm-hmm. And it's just teaching me, a lot. I'm trying to make lemonade, you know, out of the situation. There's been some good lessons for me. And I'm definitely was reminded today from a friend who's really gotten through horrible chemical sensitivities and retrained her amygdala that I need to spend more time with self-care and like meditating and the tools for stress. So it's a gift in a way, you know, like a fucking opportunity for growth, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, the positive was I wanted to share with you today is that I was a... I like to sing, and it's really good for, as you probably know, for the nervous system and everything for the endorphins. So I'm in the car and I'm really stressed today and down. And I was like, oh, what's that song? Oh, yeah. I think it's Bob Marley, you know, don't worry about a thing. Everything, every little thing's going to be all right, you know. Yeah. So I start singing it, and then I go into Whole Foods to run to get a few items, and they start playing that song.
Oh, my God, talk and about
me cute. I know. I am just like, well, I was asking my archangels for guidance today. So I just let out this big laughter. I mean, it was a real laugh out loud, you know.
I love that.
Yeah, and then I went to my chiropractor, who's a healer, and she checked in with my higher self. She's so wise, and things I don't always know. She asked what's blocking me, and she got that I need to have more fun, and she got this vision of sparkles, and I realized with all the things I'm doing, self-care meaning health stuff, but yeah, so I'm going to go to pay for vision this place in Santa Cruz because my little kid inside wants to color, so I'm going to get maybe a yo-yo and I'm going to get bubbles, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So
Jackie's nodding her head.
What's that?
I said Jackie's nodding her head and smiling.
Oh, yeah, because you know, I'm so responsible as an oldest child, and I missed out on a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I can have fun. I also, because of some things that happened this past week or so, missed out on some things I was looking forward to. And so the high holiday party is Saturday night in San Anselmo, and I'm going and going to dance and mm-hmm. have fun. So you probably saw that I got two rockin' testimonials on Facebook.
I did. They were glowing.
I know. I was so impressed with these guys. One of them, I did at my session, and I kind of wrote up, and I wrote it to him. And when he wrote it back, I cried. It was just like so beautiful, Rohit. It was just, oh my God. And then the other guy, the cool thing, I don't know, this is maybe not news to you. The cool thing about the other guy is I actually did it in person, and I see him socially because I introduced him to Oming and whatnot. And so he stopped, he came to coach for me for a few months, and then maybe 3-4 months, and then in October had a real traumatic memory, post-traumatic stress, so he was working more with his psychotherapist and like putting coaching on hold. Mm-hmm. And so it was really cool, but after the testimonial, he said to me, if we were to work again together, what would we focus on? And it kind of caught me off guard, and I kind of just came up with stuff, and I was like, I don't know if this is good. And he's like, that sounds good. And he signed up for a package of six.
Oh, that's great! You know what,
Chief? I know.
You know what this is, what? Is that when people write, like, sometimes it's so good to get testimonial or feedback because people forget what they got. Like, I even remember with you, like,
right.
when you wrote down the math, you're like, oh my God, I got that many clients. Like, people actually take the time to be like, okay, where was I in the last 3 months? And to actually say, now I'm oming, now I'm dating. And it's like, wow, Tree really helped
right.
me a lot. I might want to continue this.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I just realized this guy could not, when I went to hug him, he would not just me, anybody put their hand on their shoulder. He jumped. And now he's hugging and going to cuddle parties. And his whole life, he said to me, you never led me wrong. You know, every love work I gave him idea, he did. And I never let him astray. He's like, everything you said was just so... You know, I was like nervous, like when you tell him about oming, it's like, oh, damn. But he's like so part of the community now, more than me. It's really cute, you know. Could you hold on for a second? There was just something I had to, oh, okay.
Congratulations. That's just beautiful. Oh, how amazing that feels.
Yeah, it feels so good. And I finally went to, you know, the video didn't happen yet. I did talk to my neighbor who was a makeup artist. I asked her about the black circles around my eyes, and so I'm going to go to get some samples at Lancome in Macy's or something, and see about that, because she had some good tips. And so anyway, that was good. And then finances, you know, it's a whole trust issue thing, and the same thing with this house, with this sublet situation. All the money in the world sometimes isn't worth it for stress, and I just realize that the money's starting to flow as far as my cuddling clients too this past week, and so I'm like so grateful, and so things are shifting, and I'm still looking at what's next for the future as far as my workshops mostly. I know you and I have talked about some things. I had a very successful singles event in Palo Alto last Sunday. And the cool thing about that is, you know, I have such limiting beliefs sometimes. Oh, I can't, like, such as, I think Jackie might have said that too, or someone else, like, I can't have a workshop in December. It's like the holidays. I can't do anything in December. Mm-hmm. It's kind of crazy. And not only did it, was it successful, there were, well, two people didn't show up, but there were three on the waiting list, and there were 19 that came. And it was very successful. And I'm thinking of, like, maybe exploring the East Bay, like Oakland again. And so doing something like in Oakland in January, and then the South Bay as well, you know, because there are a lot of people who are like, yeah, there are enough, I think, in Oakland for me to have a workshop. And then I was just looking at how far I've come 4 or 5 years ago when I was leading these Getting Real gatherings. Also when people told me I didn't focus on the singles, I was, you know, my goal was 200. And I was lucky sometimes if I can get 140 to 170, and I barely made 200. And even though, and these are like, I get like 400 sometimes, 350, 400. And so I'm just thinking if I could do two a month, that's rent. And the exciting thing is I've also gaining confidence, and it has to be, like, you know, if you charge, like, if someone says, you should charge $500 an hour, and you say, oh, I'm not comfortable, and you do it, then you're going to feel insecure, and you're going to give away too much time or something. But it's kind of been a process with me, and so, like, I was feeling like a victim so many times when I'd have a workshop, and, like, people didn't show up, because I'm very much integrity, or they canceled last minute. So I'm taking baby steps, but I was looking at it recently, because I'm having people pay ahead of time at PayPal, and in the past I thought, oh, they're not going to commit, but they pay ahead of time. And then I have, and then I had another friend who I did a coaching session with, actually, who said you should not refund people if they cancel last minute. And so I did 24-hour, now I do 48, because of gender purposes. I send them out an email like a few days before, and I say the workshop is full and there's a waiting list, so if you need to cancel. And I let them know once they sign up that they don't get a refund unless they could find, unless they want to find someone to replace them of their own gender, right? Mm-hmm. And so I got to practice, because this woman I know through high, there's sometimes women who just say, I'll pay at the door. And so I try to, like, get some information out of them, like, can I ask, are you not committed? You know, blah, blah, blah. And so this one woman and I had a conversation, and she didn't really answer my question other than she would be there. And so she's come before and paid, and it's been fine. But she calls, like, she texts me about an hour before the workshop, maybe a half hour, saying that she had a migraine in the morning and hasn't been able to get rid of it. Or maybe we spoke or texted, I don't remember. But bottom line, there were two women who, one in Santa Cruz and one somewhere else, who said, yeah, if I know by this time, I'll be there. So the cool thing is, it must be some energy I'm putting out, because she said, I will pay you the 25. And she actually had her friend who came pay me.
Wow.
Yeah. So it felt really cool. Like, it's like hard ass. I'm never a hard ass. And so it felt kind of good. And so I know it's kind of small, but I'm thinking of, you know, and it seems to be the going rate that someone charges 20. Even some women, like, complain that 20 is too much. But my event, I'm looking at it, Vijay, and I'm feeling so much value. Some people come and they're like, wow, I didn't know that you do all this. So it's only $5, but I'm going to raise the minimum, the early bird to 25, and then the late, if they sign up, you know, past a certain date, to 30. And so it's $5. But I'm feeling confident.
Actually, there are just so many pearls in this. And you can't tell how much I'm smiling and Jackie's applauding you.
Oh, I can tell. I can tell by your voice by your voice that you're smiling.
Well, like, first of all, just that when I hear you say that you're seeing the value, that, like, you're knowing the value in your bones, and that, like,
right,
the confidence, because it's like when we don't know the value, like, you know, where's when, and that you can see your growth. That you see where,
yes,
you come from, how maybe you were fearful before, are people not going to come? And now, like, you trust your event, you trust all that you're giving. And another thing you said was that you're aware of your limiting beliefs. So like the fact that
right.
you can recognize that it's a limiting belief to think that you can't do an event during the holidays is
yeah.
because is you, that,
you know when I came away, you know when I came away. What's up?
I was just gonna say because that's something that could easily pass by someone and they could just take that as a fact. But for you to
right.
be able to say, you know, I'm telling myself this, but is that actually true? And then to follow.
Yeah, you know what? That. You know what else, Khadija? After it was so successful and there were people on the waiting list, I was actually went thinking about having another one in December.
Are you gonna do
that? Isn't that funny? Yeah, it's so funny. It's so funny how, yeah, it's just awesome. And what's really awesome is to have people like Kelly Bryson, who I really admire as a, he leads the Network for New Culture events. Mm-hmm. And he's gone to my little gatherings 3-4 years ago. And he came recently and he just noticed the level of confidence. Like, you know, I know you talked to Jackie about memorizing things and it's really tricky because you're not connected when you're attached to your notes. And I was, so now I'm able to go through everything and look into people's eyes and you know, not rely on my notes and basically say, oh, I forgot something, you know, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. And I'm sure that that's developed for you over time.
Did you
right?
talk like, to her?
Can you hear me?
Oh, totally, totally, okay. totally, yes.
I was just going to say that. That yeah. there's so much growth that's happened for you over time. Like, you know, like you're in
yeah.
it, you feel more comfortable, you're intimate with the material.
Yep.
And so you're just able to just show up and be you.
Right. And now, and it's, you know, when you get in your comfort zone, I mean, now I'm in the beginning, I just did the game and just did someone else's. I did the hand and heart that Hi did. It was none of my original stuff. And now I'm doing these great small group exercises. Last time it was about the holidays and what they envision next year with their beloved. And it was just so awesome. I feel like I give such a quality workshop and I'm thinking like the next step. Yeah. It may be something like all day. Yeah. Like I know you and I don't have my notes and I haven't had time to really look at it. We talked about a teleclass and maybe I'm going to take that poll. I'm going to send that out this month. I have to make a mental note again of it. The poll of, you know, what are you looking for? What are you interested in? And if enough people say speed dating, then I will do that again. My challenge with a Sagittarius, with all the fire in my chart, I have all these great ideas, but what happens is if I'm not feeling grounded to like follow through with them, what happens often is I do something once, like I did that class for guys, and one guy signed up, and so I didn't do it again. It was like, oh, that didn't work, you know. And that's crazy, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's.
I know that's crazy.
No, it's not crazy, but the fact that you can, that you have the awareness to look at it. So, like, when you're looking mm-hmm. at the growth mm-hmm. you had with your monthly event, like you've been stroking the fire, you've been committed. It's grown, right? And with new
right, content, right.
you need to also give it that space to catch fire and to grow. But I think that you saying a full day workshop, I think that you're onto something because if you have so many people coming regularly,
yeah,
it might be
yeah.
exciting for them. Like, we're going to go, you know, if you love these, we're really going to go deep. You know, this is, you know, like.
Well, here's the thing though. I think, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's it. That's what I was going to say. That you're
yeah, 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 yeah. I think I probably over. What did you say?
That you're ripe to offer a longer workshop.
Yeah, I am, but I'm also got to figure out what they want because my self talk is like I don't know that the men and women want workshops on how to, especially the women on how to be in a relationship and couple. They're really looking. The buzz I have and the niche I have is I want to meet someone now and I don't want to go to a bar. So maybe the speed dating might be more, but it's such a big event. I have to, and maybe the time wasn't right in the past. I mean, not in the past. I did real successful ones and then the last ones I had to postpone. So who knows?
Mm-hmm. Do you feel turned
yeah.
on to offer a speed dating event?
I do. The only thing that... maybe this was why it wasn't successful. So the only thing that's changed that causes me stress is Chris, I need help. it's really exhausting to do timing and a group of 26 people talking and doing their speed dating. Chris has always been my rock, and he's kind of, I mean, he's possibly would help, but he's not as excited as he used to be about that. He's more introverted lately. I also need to invest in a microphone. I mean, I need to spend money on it, and because it's really hard to get a group's attention. It's exhausting. Mm-hmm. And I did lose my assistant, but now I have another one, Beth, who's rocking. So I think she's in the East Bay, and I'm going to make sure that she's available. But see, those things, like, that's all it takes sometimes for me. Oh, I lost my venue. The Qigong Center went under. It was such an amazing venue for $35 an hour, spiritual, here in Los Gatos. So yeah, those were just too many. I mean, I did secure the Universalist Unitarian. It's like a classroom, and I know we could have decorated it, but it was just, it didn't happen. And I think just too many obstacles for me, you know?
Got it. So if all those obstacles, so if you have the microphone, you have the space, you have the help,
right,
it would be something
you could do. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, then why don't you, I think starting with a survey is a good step just to test it out, so that you built in all of the help that you need, like, into the price. So
right.
Go ahead.
No. Well, the only thing that's come up recently, and I have my client tomorrow morning, my female client came to the workshop and she's come to other ones, but she made a comment that she knew a lot of guys from the poly community, and she's decided not to be poly anymore. And so she was surprised. And so I texted her back, and I mentioned we could talk about it at our session, but pretty much I made a decision that if they're available, I don't care if they're poly, but maybe I write on the survey poly or monogamous, you know, see how many there, maybe have a separate one for the poly people. Because what happened was, there was, and I can't control this, Khadija, there were like 75%, I want to say, of the guys who were poly. Mm-hmm. And then most of the women were not, mm-hmm. you know. So it's a tricky thing, and I don't want to, I used to say, because I wasn't even open relationship before, like, oh, definitely not poly. Then I was like, okay, poly, but definitely not poly and married. And I'm like, what's the difference? I mean, some single people aren't available, you know. This guy has a wife who's got a debilitating illness, and he's totally available to be with other people, you know. So I don't know.
I think definitely when you do your survey, I know you said dating is one. What other are some buzz topics in your community that people might be interested in?
Oh, what I did, and I don't have it in front of me, what I did in the survey is I asked them about their interest in heart-centered speed dating in the other events I was doing, the singles events. I forget what I call them, South Bay singles. I was asking them their interest in gender events, like healing gender. I've never done it yet. And then I asked them if they're interested in, like, having a women's workshop just for women or a workshop just for men.
Okay. Well, I think it's important. You definitely want to use, so when you say healing gender, what does that mean?
Well, healing amongst the genders. A lot of people in high, at least, would know, I would think, but okay. Yeah, I know you're, yeah, well, I'm not specific. It might not be clear. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean,
what do you think when I say that?
So healing gender. So I feel like it could be so many things, like,
I want to say coming together, two genders coming together rather than, you know what I mean? Just like understanding each other. So
understanding each other. So is that between men and women?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is crystal clear. Like,
yeah. Okay. Understanding gender, roles or differences, or something like that.
Understanding the sexes. So, and then you could, I mean, you could talk about healing gender in the workshop. And so basically that
can
be another layer, but that clarity, people are like, oh my God, like that's what men and women say. I don't understand women. I don't understand men. Like,
yeah.
He's so confusing.
Yeah.
I don't get his messages. And so
teach
them more language in there. But I think,
yes,
we were also talking about the last time we spoke.
Teleclass, right?
So thank you. I'm so glad this is coming up. So talk about a teleclass, or so I had said you could create a lead magnet out of like the three things that women do. I forgot what the title was.
Oh, yeah, yeah. that like almost not emasculate, but turn off, but you know, we're talking about masculine and feminine in the guys.
So yeah. Do you remember what a lead magnet is?
I thought it was one of the things you give someone as a free gift. No?
Yeah. So it's a free gift. And so basically they give you their email address. So this doesn't have to be the end of anything. It could just be one of various free things you offer. So whether that's a report.
But I'm sending this survey to everyone on the email list.
Yeah. So I'm talking separately from the survey for just a minute.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I could send it like when I send it to High or when I send it to Dance Church. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Free gift, and then give me your email address.
So yeah, okay. And it's a way for you to build your email, but you could see it's a way to test the waters if women are really interested in that, because that type of, like, so many women don't know that they're emasculating men. They don't know that men are feeling shut down or aren't opening up
because
of how they're communicating with them. So one potential.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it could be that you could turn it into a lead magnet, whether it's an audio or a report.
Right. Well, you know, the one thing that's a great idea, the one thing that I'm aware of, you know, is that I don't know if I'm responsible for everything here, but I do take responsibility a lot for attracting certain things. So the women are the ones, they don't have the money. They don't have the money. So I'm not sure if it's just the reality of engineers in the South Bay versus whatever women are doing, or that tree has struggled with money, which is why I'm attracting these women. But the reality is they usually, when we go to coach, don't have the money. And they even like will try to like talk me down at a $20 price. So I'm thinking, you know, I'm not sure if they do another workshop.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's just my thought. And I feel like I have so much more to teach the men, especially the ones that like the first testimonial you read. I mean, he's just like such a good student, and he, you know, it's just so cute, and he it's just, I feel like, maybe it's because of my mother issues, I feel kind of intimidated by the women, and I feel like I have more, like, that I could really help the men with, you know.
Okay, so two things I want to say about that. So, if you know for sure that men is who you want to work with, you could create a lead magnet for men, like three things that are keeping women from three things that are keeping you in the friend zone. Like, that's just an example, and maybe you don't have to run with that, but it can be three things that men are doing that are keeping them away from the hot girl, that keep them in the friend zone. And you can, it could be a report, it could be an audio, and it could be a way to grow your email list, and you can actually get clients that are virtual. Do you know what I mean? I mean, yes, of course, you have a thriving offline, like in-person presence, but in terms of, you know, growing your potential client base, you know, someone reading a free report who's just like, I saw Tree's video, but I don't quite know. I don't know if she can actually help me. And then they read this report, and you're like, oh my God,
right.
I didn't know I was doing that.
Right.
And you're like, why don't you book a supercharge your love life?
Right.
So that's,
cool. Okay, that's a great idea. So they read a report. When you say report, what's the difference between that and an article?
I guess it's the same. I just said report.
Okay, got it. I wasn't sure if you were just, I was trying to visualize. I was listening to the words. It sounds more official.
I know. Like an email that you would send them, like, are you doing these 10 things and women are running away from you? You know what I mean? And men.
Yeah, okay.
Oh my God.
How long is it usually?
It could just be a few pages. I mean, it could be anywhere from like 2 or 3 pages to like 10 pages. Like, it doesn't, want something quick and digestible.
Right. And then at the end, I say, if you'd like to have, I'm offering a complimentary session at the end.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I think that you would get,
all right,
especially with all the, and then you could even put, you could potentially put your testimonials, like two testimonials in there, like, or, you know, these are some of the results my clients are getting, but it's like a quick way for people to get a quick sense of like, oh my God, if I worked with her, she could help me with this.
Right. Cool. I never heard back from Maritza about the Apple thing. She did friend me on Facebook, but I never heard back from her. So I don't know when that's happening. Some health fair and Apple, But I feel like I have a goal in mind if I could just somehow, yeah. And maybe, who knows, maybe my client will refer me people.
What do you mean? You feel like you have a goal in mind if what?
A goal in mind. I'm sorry, I didn't finish my sentence. In this area in the South Bay.
Yeah.
You know, Adelaide, yeah, and it's just a more matter of finding more people like this guy Rohit, you know. How did I get him? I think I got him from, I don't remember. Oh, I think I got him from, yeah, remember I told you I put an ad to Backpage, and I'm still getting, like, women sending me pictures and sexual stuff. But, you know, just like Celia said, even with the number of discovery sessions you do, you know, there's a lot of ones that don't happen, and then there's one gem, and so he booked for three-month sessions. So maybe I put more, you know, a lot of them have been like duds, but that's how I got them. So yeah.
You know, one of the time-saving things of a lead magnet is that if someone were to read, like, let's say you did 10 things that are da 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 about that are keeping women from you. And like,
right.
If you want this to end today. So like, it's a way for people to screen themselves, because if they don't want that, they're not going to book a supercharger love life session. So that's just one stream. It's not the only.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, you think the thing is they have automated like things they send from emails where they don't even read it. But yeah, I usually have them go to my website and look and see, what I'm offering. And I mean, sometimes I'll get a message them saying hi. I'm like, well, so I kind of have to, like, I'm not sure, are they shy, or they'll ask me how old I am, or ask me something specific, and I know that they're not interested in what I'm offering.
Can I plant a seed?
Yeah.
Okay. And the reason I'm safeporting you and saying plant a seed, because I don't want you to feel overwhelmed, and you don't have to.
Okay. No. I'm not going to feel overwhelmed. Go ahead. Okay,
so.
Yeah.
If when you're ready to do this lead magnet, you can go back to Cecilia's the Facebook class or whatever, because what you can do with this lead magnet is target engineer, like you do a Facebook ad to engineers in San Jose, and where they get support. Do you know, like it can be that specific, you know, engineers or whatever, you know.
Well, what could I just, I mean, I never invested in Facebook like that, but it was part of her lead magnet thing where you boost something on Facebook or something when you pay for your ad.
Yeah, it could be really like $5 or $10 or $20, you know, like it doesn't.
But what I could do that, that's not over, I mean, that just sounds like a good way to invest money, but right now, can I do that with my complimentary Supercharger Love Life session? Or I have to, you don't do it for discovery session, you do it first for a gift?
You could, but it's, sometimes it can be tricky to funnel someone directly into a session when they're like, okay, this woman's a dating coach, but how would she help me? Where if they actually read the report, then they know that you know what you're talking about.
Report.
The discovery session. So that's
thank you. That's a great idea.
That's just a seed.
Yeah.
And especially since you
know
people locally, it's like you could be San Francisco.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. That sounds like something I'd like to do. Great, thank you.
You're welcome. Anything else before we complete?
No, I was just thinking about Jackie. Can I say one more thing?
Yes, you can.
I thought that you said this in the beginning. It's even if you have to give away things for free, it's really important for the energy of the group. I don't even know if two couples is enough. I don't know. It's just like anything less than five, sometimes, as you know, it's just like it drains people. And so like the first one I did, I invited my friends to like a practice. And, you know, you don't worry about the money that you're making, but you end up having better energy, you know.
And the experience.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, Jackie, thank you so much. She's just saying that her first workshop, she invited lots of friends, and Jackie's nodding. Again, you want to like look at your list of people in your life and friends, acquaintances, all the different groups that you're
a part
of. Go ahead.
Because here's the thing. They people cancel, like, too, you know. They might need to cancel like less. And I'm not wishing that for you, but it's just the reality sometimes, you know.
And what I want you to know too, Jackie, the reason I said it was a success already, because now you have your outline for your workshop. Like sometimes each thing you're doing is prepping us forward. Do you know what I mean? So like, if you hadn't set the date for this, you wouldn't have had an outline. I'm going to unmute you. So it's a success, Jackie. You're unmuted.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Thank you for saying that. I believe that it is a success, and I am taking into consideration everything that I've been learning in the class and stuff, you know, just me showing up and everything and just pushing. Because when I first started, I didn't have a place to have it. I didn't want to have it in my house. I don't know.
Remember.
Yeah, because I don't know. I don't like a lot of negative energy in my house, you know, and I don't know the people's energy. So I'd rather not do it in my home. So with that said, I was like going to do it at a park, and that was going to be nice. It was a beautiful park. Then I kept talking about it further, just one more phone call, and it was to my son. He said, why don't you just have it over here? And it's like perfect, you know, and for me. And it's just having it there and the opportunity to just have it, have something there, like in a nice venue like that, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, and I was like, wow, you know, because this is what you do when you manifest stuff. That's what I was kind of saying, you know?
That
was really cool. So it's like, just imagine when I just keep moving forward and not, you know, stopping. Someone told me before, stop stopping, you know? So like, I'm learning more stuff. I hear from Tree and you, and all this is so awesome. And before I go, I just wanted to say to Tria, like, how do you manifest those things, like the people? How do you do that? Like, I know how to.
What works for me, Jackie. Even I've been doing this for years. Right next to my computer, I put a little index card or post-it. And I say what I want. I say 16 participants, 8 men, 8 women, you know, whatever my goal is. And I look at that, and it's been really, really working for me, you know.
So you just write it on an index card?
Yeah, and I visualize like people coming and how good it's going to be and people, yeah. And I basically say the number that you want, but look at it every day. Hmm. And if you have that negative, fearful thought, just keep on reinforcing it with that you're successful and you're going to be helping people and that they're going to come to your event.
I am successful. And what else did you say?
I am having a successful, I'm sorry. I'm successful and people, however many, like, how many do you want? Like eight couples or 4 couples are coming to my event and having a really awesome experience.
I want to say 100 in that way, the faith. Yeah, I want to say 100 couples.
Okay.
Just to make it like, just put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Tree. I love that. And
oh, you're welcome.
The confidence. I love this interaction between you. Because it's mm-hmm. this is so special, you know. It's like we each have stuff mm-hmm. that we work on, but then it's just like this is mm-hmm. an area where you've worked and you're confident in this area and you're able to offer support.
Yes.
Right. Awesome.
Yes.
So I just want to,
if you don't mind.
I'm sorry, Khadija. If you don't mind, can I just go ahead and get that in? Like she was saying, I am successful and people will what? Because I was writing it down. Oh, it's going to be on the
Yeah, it'll be recorded.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
I don't
true.
Remember. Yeah.
All right.
I can write it down right now.
So you want to go, when you go to the recording, just go to the very end and you'll be able to write down what she said. So, okay. I just want to thank you all. Let's just take a few nice deep breaths together. Again. And one last time. Ah. And just noticing the sensations in your body, the vibration, the heat, the energy. And I just give thanks for the energy of this call, for our collective wisdom, intelligence, creativity that we're able to share with one another and to go out into the world and affect and impact our loved ones, our communities with our gifts, our talents, our resources. What a blessing to be able to do that, to be able to come together and refine our work, refine our confidence, refine our words. To come and share and do what we were meant to do in this world. So as we part ways to go on with the rest of our evening and the rest of our week, we separate knowing that we are still connected and have the support of everyone here to keep moving forward. We give thanks for this and so much more. And so it is. Amen.
Wow. Amen.
All right, beautiful women. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be here with you tonight. And we've got one more class next Thursday. So
yay.
I can't wait to hear about your workshop, although I'll be talking to you tomorrow, Jackie, on Saturday. I'm wishing you so much success. And
thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And yeah, I appreciate that.
Have look forward to that. Evening, and we'll talk on the Facebook group.
Okay, and are we having a pizza party for the last day?
Oh, we can. We can have a kale party, a pizza party, whatever you want.
It's got to be gluten-free pizza, though.
No. Whatever. Yes. Well, let's make it festive. We can dress up, and hopefully everyone will be on video next week. I'll actually put out that request. And I just want to end with, you know, because we have women, if you can push out one more video. One more video. Let's do a parting video where we say what we do with confidence, with zest, with enthusiasm. Sound good?
Sounds good. Okay, you guys. Thank you, Khadija. Bye, Jackie.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, Trey.